one time it was Eid and Aisha wanted to go and watch some people who came from Habasha. They came to do some kind of show with their spears. So she asked the Prophet ﷺ to take her there. So they both went. The Prophet ﷺ sat down and Aisha sat behind him. And we said she put her chin on his shoulder. And she even says that our cheeks were touching. And as they, again, as we said, you see how close they were and how much they loved each other. So as Aisha was watching the show, of course, they every time they finished the show, they repeat it again. The show finished the first time, and the Prophet ﷺ asked her, and again, as we said, if someone had put their chin on your shoulder, your shoulder will hurt after a little bit, right? So the show ended, and the Prophet ﷺ asked Aisha, are we done? We can go now? She said, no, I want to watch it again. And we said, Aisha only said that because she wanted to test the Prophet ﷺ. She was telling herself, let me see how long he will tolerate this, how long he's going to be patient with me, right? So the show ended again, and Aisha was saying, I was getting bored. I really want to go, but I still want to know how long he's going to tolerate this. So the Prophet ﷺ asked her, we can go now? She said, no, I want to watch it again. And then the show ended third time, fourth time. Aisha said, I was amazed by how patient someone can be. He never said anything. He never complained. She said, I could not take it any longer. I was so bored that I wanted to go myself. Imagine, I mean, the patience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we compare ourselves to the character of the best of mankind, subhanallah. So she said in the end, she got up and she said, let's go, please, I can't take it anymore. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. He knew what was going on. But again, for someone to be so patient that he will sit all this time with his wife, until she gets bored, not he is the one he's not the one who said let's go. She was the one who said let's go. And again, one beautiful thing we learned from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time they were running, Aisha and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, you say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had time to go and run with his wife and all this thing. All these things are sunnah. This is how we have a healthy family, husband and wife loving each other. So Aisha and the Prophet ﷺ were racing. And of course, there is a big difference in age. So Aisha won the race. And of course, she was telling the Prophet ﷺ, you see how I won the race? I am faster than you and this and that. The Prophet ﷺ did not say anything. Then Aisha said, for some reason, he started feeding me a lot. I don't know why, but he started giving me more food than before. After a few weeks, of course, the Prophet ﷺ is trying to make her gain some weight. So she gets a little bit fatter and, of course, a little bit slower so he can beat her the next time. After she gained a little bit weight, the Prophet ﷺ said, let's race again. And the Prophet ﷺ won this time. When he looked at her, he said, you remember when you beat me the other time? She said, yes. He said, now it's 1-1. We're tied now. We're the same score. We're equal now. And they were both laughing. You see the great family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he treated his wife. All these things are sunnah. And when we do these things, it makes a big difference in the family. We lost the peace and tranquility and love because we do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.